my name is Ken Cub. I'm a 29-year-old gay leather cub. I'm married to an awesome, loving man who puts up with all of my shit. Welcome to my first podcast, titled Pride Week. In this podcast, I will be talking about the fun and exciting things to do in Toronto on Pride Week. First things first. Toronto is now the gay capital of Canada, and very possibly North America. And I am very proud to live in such an exciting and accepting gay-friendly city. I have been to California and San Francisco's gayborhood, and it could use some work. Sure, it has lots of gay people living there, but it's nothing compared to Toronto. Here, people are actually gay-friendly. In California, they are gay-accepting. A big difference, if you ask me. You can walk hand-in-hand and people will smile. In San Francisco, people glare with hateful eyes if you do that. Gay people can't even get legally married in the United States anymore due to government interference. But you can here in Canada. It's law. California is a nice place to visit, but I really would never want to live there. Anyways, each year, at the end of June, Toronto hosts the biggest Gay Pride Day, well, actually week, in Canada. Church Street is blocked off, and gay and straight vendors line the street. There are surveys where they pay you $10 to take. Sadly, you can only take it once. But hey, $10 can buy a lot of things, such as 2 beers, or a souvenir, or maybe a hat. Some stores even give out free bottled water and sunblock. You may want to bring 2 or 3 bottles of water yourself, just to be safe, because it's usually the hottest day of the year, and I mean, flaming hot. Yonge Street is blocked off, and that's where the Gay Pride Parade is held. The day before, there's another gay-friendly parade. It's called the Dyke March. It is just like the Pride Parade, but contains more lesbians and is more family-oriented. These days, I always take off work. I mean, come on, a gay boy like me not going to watch the parade? That's ridiculous. People on the week dress in costumes and leather, speedos and jockstraps, and some even go nude. There are literally millions of people who attend Gay Pride Week here in Toronto. The news stations put up huge TVs and show what's happening on that street during the week. And there are live bands that play until midnight, some later. DJs who keep the party going. And the bars like Woody's and Sailors, Tango and Cruise, Zippers and Cell Block, and even the Black Eagle have people lined up to get in. The beer gardens are full and most have a live show or some even have barbecues. Pride Week is truly fabulous here in Toronto, and I mean it. Oh, did I mention it is hot, so wear lots of sunscreen, or you'll be sorry later. And that concludes my podcast on Pride Week here in Toronto. Hope you've enjoyed listening. Please vote for me on iTunes or CubePodder. Without them, you would not even know I did this podcast. Also, I want to thank you all for listening, and please stay tuned for more fun and informative podcasts from me, your host, Ken Cub. And before I go, let me leave you with some inspiring advice. Don't worry that tomorrow may be the end of the world, because it's already tomorrow on the other side of the world. Oh, I forgot to mention, to get in contact with me, Ken Cub, you can Skype me at Ken Cub Adam Fox. That's CanCubAdamFox. Or Gizmo me, same, Ken Cub Adam Fox. That's CanCubAdamFox. Send me an email, or email is pretty easy. It's CanCubAdam@gmail.com. And I reply to all my emails, so send me all your little interesting tidbits, and I will be sure to reply. Thank you, and have a good night, boys. This is Ken Cub Adam, signing out. There's a club that you'd like to go. You could meet someone who really loves you. So you go and you stand on your own, and you leave on your own, and you go home and you cry and you want to die. 29-year-old gay leather cub. I'm married to an awesome, loving man who puts up with all my shit. Welcome to my second podcast, people. Today's more like a rant than a podcast. It's entitled Earth Hour, and it's my disappointment in Toronto's lack of green spirit. Well, hello there, listeners. 3 days ago was supposed to be, quote, a green day. For 1 hour from 8 to 9 p.m., everyone globally was supposed to turn off their lights and conserve power. Now, I was working at a posh condo in Toronto at the time, and it had just so happened that I had my camera with me, and you can check out my Flickr or Facebook pages for the disappointment I saw. Not more than 1/8 of the city of Toronto turned off its lights. How disappointing. The newspapers did a huge spread on every section in the paper. Probably only 10,000 or more people even bothered to turn the lights off. The CN Tower, I applaud. All lights were off except for the emergency blinking lights. The Royal York Hotel, I so applaud. They were awesome. They made the night superb. They went all out for candles throughout the whole hotel. Even the parking attendants had little candlelight lanterns. The front desk was covered in candlelight. And they made dinner special. A really romantic candlelight dinner for whoever stayed there. However, not many businesses followed suit. There were some, but most never even bothered. Now, if I was the mayor of Toronto, which I will probably never be, this is what I would have done. I would have made sure that the hospitals were on their own separate grid, power grid that is, and quite literally turned off all the other grids for that 1 hour. Come on, 1 hour, people, and you couldn't even do that. How disappointing. I mean, come on, Toronto's supposed to be a mega city, and we couldn't even shut the lights off for one bloody hour. It sickens me. Honestly, it does. I mean, wake up. Everyone I know is always complaining that we don't do enough for the environment, and the moment we get a chance to help out as a city, we manage to literally fuck it up. As I said before, I'm very disappointed in this city. Actually, it's like a big joke. So next time someone says, we don't do enough for the environment, about this or that, I'm going to ask them straight up, did you turn your lights off on Earth Hour? And when they say no, I'm going to say, save your bitching for someone who gives a shit, because you are such a hypocrite, and you missed your chance. Well, yes, it was a short podcast, but this has been my little rant on Earth Hour in Toronto from my bird's eye view on the 44th floor of a posh condo in the heart of downtown Toronto. This is CanCub signing off. Oh, I forgot to mention, to get in contact with me, CanCub, you can Skype me at CanCub Adam Fox. That's CanCubAdamFox. Or Gizmo me, same, CanCub Adam Fox. That's CanCubAdamFox. Send me an email, CanCubAdam@gmail.com. And I reply to all my emails, so send me all your little interesting tidbits, and I will be sure to reply. Thank you, and have a good night, boys. This is CanCub Adam, signing out.
walked across a crowded street, sea of ice cut through me, and I saw you in the middle. Your upset face, you wear it well, you camouflage the way you feel.
My name is Ken Cup Adam. I'm a 29-year-old gay leather cub. I'm married to a sweet, loving man who puts up with all my shit. I live in the heart of Toronto, mere footsteps away from Canada's largest gayborhood. Welcome to the show. Today's show is a rant on the looming TTC strike. Are Torontonians once again taking the red rocket up the ass? If you don't already know, the TTC is Toronto's Transit Commission and, for the most part, the number one way to get around Toronto. 1.5 million people, on average, ride the TTC every working day. The TTC is host to Toronto's subway and streetcars, coined the Red Rocket, and the Toronto bus system. The TTC union has once again threatened to bring the people of Toronto to their knees if their demands aren't met by Sunday, and will stop all TTC work by rush hour Monday morning, holding the city hostage. Some college kids will miss their last few days at school and will have to take costly courses. People with low-paying jobs may get fired for not showing up. Nurses and doctors won't be able to save the lives of numerous people, all because some highly paid bus drivers, streetcar pedal pushers, or subway workers can get more money. How ridiculous is that? In the case of a strike, it will totally disrupt the functioning of this entire city at all levels, personal, work, business, and environmental. The TTC touts how environmentally responsible it is, yet during the last strike, the excess pollution from the exhaust from all of those extra vehicles used to reach a destination was terribly environmentally destructive. So, as public employees, the TTC should not be allowed to strike. Here is my 2 cents worth to the workers of the TTC and to their union. Grow up. Look at the bigger picture and quit using the people of Toronto as bargaining chips in your little game. We are not your pawns. We are your customers. And damn you, the customer is always fucking right. In any customer service workplace, follow the rules, you idiots. If you want more money, how about taking a customer service class, or two, maybe three? Some of your employees need it. For God's sakes, what the hell do you have to be so fucking bitter and greedy for? Most of the TTC workers make 80 grand a year. You guys actually make more than our city police, which tops out at 60,000 a year. You're worried about your personal safety? Just have one of your special constables ride with you Just remember, there are more people who don't even make a quarter of what you make yearly. But you know, if you do strike, there are more than 1.5 million people who are going to literally hate you. This is more than your current writers for an average working day. It's time you grow up, take the stick out of your ass, and don't strike. For your own good as well as the good of your loyal customers. You know, the taxpayers who are funding your 80 grand a year lifestyle. Unfortunately, Toronto's Mayor David Miller is still in China. The Premier Dalton McGuinty has put the TTC on notice, threatening to deem them as an essential service, which would take away their right to strike ever again. To that, I say bravo. Get on it. Do it already. This has been Can Cub and my rant on the TTC's looming strike. This to get in contact with me, Can Cub, your host of Planet Can Cub's Toronto podcast. You can email me at cancubadam@gmail.com. That's cancubadam@gmail.com. Or you can Skype me at cancubadamfox. Please reply. Any suggestions are welcome. I reply to all my emails, and please send me all your interesting little tidbits, and I'll be sure to get back to you. Thank you. This is Can Cub Adam signing out. Won't you stay,
a breath, just take a breath. World is spinning round, there's no sign of slowing down, so won't you take a breath, just take a breath. Things will change and promises are broken, clouds are blue, the skies will be wide.
And other Eastern delicacies with my co-host, Misinformation. Welcome, listeners. This is Planet Can Cub's Toronto podcast. My name is Can Cub Adam. I'm a 29-year-old gay leather cub. I'm married to a wonderful man who puts up with all my shit. I'm currently working in a posh condo in the heart of Toronto, mere footsteps from illustrious Church Street, neighborhood. The fabulously lovely, fictitious Misinformation will be my co-host today. I wanted to have the lovely, talented Wanda Wisdom on my show, but she could not be reached, sadly, due to lack of internet at my work. Anyways, put your hands together for my dear friend, Misinformation. Well, hello there, listeners. My name is Misinformation. I'm 27 years young. I currently live in the fabulous tip-top Vaseline Tower on Church Street in Toronto. And sadly, I always get things wrong. Fortunately, people find it funny when I get things wrong. So, today, Ken Cub and me, Misinformation, will be talking about East Asian delicacies. In other words, creepy crawly things I would never want to touch, let alone stick in my mouth. Oh, come on, Ken Cub. We all know the different colored things you stuffed in your mouth. Once again, Misinformation, your information is flawed. I'm a very picky eater, and your innuendo is not as funny as you seem to think. Innuendo? Oh, not today, honey. I just finished it up in Steamworks an hour ago, and I'm spent. Shocking, isn't it, listeners? As you probably know, Steamworks is a bathhouse where gay men go to have anonymous sex. And of course, I'm married to a wonderful, loving husband, so I never even felt the need to enter those types of establishments. But a friend of mine entertains me from time to time with his wild escapades in and out, over and through the rooms and hallways of Steamworks. Oh, how wonderful. Your friend lets you live vicariously through him. I wish I had some friends like that, but then it wouldn't be so anonymous, would it? No, not really. So, Misinformation, let's get back to our topic, shall we? We're talking about creepy crawling Eastern delicacies that you've tried. Oh yes, that's right. How about listing off a few delicacies you have tried and what they taste like? Well, I try not to vomit. There. First off, is the common grasshopper or locust. It's got a netty body, papery wings, crunchy legs, and they might just stick to your tooth, so avoid them altogether. You never want a foot hanging out of your mouth. Isn't that how the saying goes? No, you've stuck your foot in your mouth, referring to when you've said something you should have kept to yourself, and by doing so embarrassed yourself and others. Thanks for the clarification, dear. Then, there's the deadly scorpion soaked in alcohol to neutralize the toxins. It has a rather bitter taste. Like some of the guys I've tasted at Steamworks. Quite bitter, actually. And the bamboo worm tastes similar to oily, overly cooked French fries. You know, like when McDonald's overcooks their fries, and that's all that's left is that greasy husk of potato. Oh yeah, and then the deep-fried tarantulas taste like fried, soft-shelled crab meat. Quite good, actually. Oh, and the water beetle, 2 bites of its soft and spongy abdomen, has a nutty and minty taste. Ooh, so good, served with chocolate. Speaking of chocolate, most of these insects mentioned above, as well as red ants, certain beetles, cockroaches, and grasshoppers, are added to the chocolate and packaged as a delicacy, light and nutty, without the nuts, but with all the crunch. Sounds absolutely horrible. That would be things I wouldn't eat for $200. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Join me next time for another exciting podcast featuring me, Ken Cub, coming to you live from my eagle-eye view of the 44th floor of a luxury condo in the heart of Toronto, mere footsteps away from Church Street, the largest neighborhood of Canada. And before I forget, to get in contact with me, you can email me at cancubadam@gmail.com or Skype me or Gizmo me at cancubadamfon. I look forward to reading and replying to all your emails and messages. You can check out my profile on Facebook. Just search for Adam Gordon Fox, and on my profile you can download all my other podcasts and leave me voicemail. I will respond to all correspondence, so send me all your pictures and stories and interesting little tidbits, and I'll be sure to reply promptly. Thank you for listening. This is Can't Cub Adam, signing out.
So on today's show, I'll be talking about my email getting hacked and my gay marriage in Canada. As most of you already know, I'm a 29-year-old gay leather cub who's married to an awesome, loving husband who puts up with all my shit. And it just so happens, on March 31st, 2006, was one of the best days of my life. Here is what I felt as I was about to take the leap into matrimony. I was scared, nervous, anxious, and overjoyed all at once. Have you ever felt that way? If you are married or have been married, you probably felt some, if not all, of these emotions, and they hit you just like a truck all at once, bam, just before the wedding. After the justice of the peace, or pastor, priest, captain, or clergy person finishes up, the knot of emotions is released, and there's nothing left but tears of joy. More so in my husband's eyes than mine. Have you ever noticed you can feel horrible and look like a million bucks, but when you feel like a million bucks, you quite often look horrible. Well, not horrible, just a little off. Anyways, here's how my wedding went. We invited three people who mean the most to us in the world. My Aunt Lindy, her husband, my Uncle Dean, and my husband's brother, Garnet. My mother would not come due to being in BC and too busy with her precious Burger King job to show up for her own son's wedding. My father, who I really don't know all too well, as he had left my family when I was 2 years old, and later on, during one of his visits, tried to drown me. Well, I never wanted either of them there anyways. They probably would have made a big fuss and tried to stop the wedding or something stupid like that. My mom being a way too preachy Christian and my dad being a polygamous Mormon, or should I say, moron. Back to the wedding. Well, I asked my Aunt Lindy to be my maid of honor and my Uncle Dean to be my best man, and they accepted. They flew out all the way from Alberta, and me and Frank were so glad that they could come and be part of the wedding. The night before, all four of us went out to several bars and had a few drinks, and we watched a drag show at Tango and Cruise, and Uncle Dean got hit on by a guy at Woody's. It was kind of funny, as he is straight. We all had a laugh about that later. Okay, so the next day we went to the place to pick up our tuxes and headed off to Frank's brother's house. Unfortunately, Garnet was feeling sick and could not join us, so his son John stepped up and came along. We then went to New City Hall in Toronto with our marriage license and roughly around $200 and got married. The justice of the peace was totally professional and sweet, and she seemed to be enjoying herself just as much as we were, if not a little more. It was a wonderful ceremony. We then signed the license, the marriage license that is, and Uncle Dean signed it as our witness, and we all went to take pictures at Allen Gardens, which is a lovely place to take pictures. So if you need a good location, go there. I highly recommend it. We then went to pick up our wedding cake, and we put our two little men on it. Unfortunately, one of the men was kind of a pig, and he decided to pig out along the way, diving headfirst into the cake, getting icing all over his face and tux. So be warned, do not put the men on your cake until you are just about to eat it. We then drove to Frank's brother's house and dropped off John, and then we went to the restaurant with Lindy and Dean. We ate at the Biftik Steakhouse. It's an overly priced restaurant in the Sheraton Hotel, and it was very nice. We had steak dinners that were delicious. Sadly, you can't go there anymore because they've closed down and become a new restaurant called Steak. We then drove over to a few more bars on Church Street and watched another drag show and retired for the evening around 2 a.m. It was the best day of my life, and I extremely wish you all to have a day similar to this. This has been a sneak peek into one of the happiest days of my life, and I sincerely hope you all have enjoyed it. To get in contact with me, you can email me at cancubadamfox@gmail.com, or you can Skype or Gizmo me at cancubadamfox. You can also check me out on Glenn TV, as I have a new page there where you can listen to my podcast and see what I really look like, or you can check me out and add me as a friend on Facebook. I look forward to all your comments and suggestions and interesting little tidbits or just about anything you want to talk about. And if you do decide to get in contact with me, I will reply as soon as possible. If you are wondering, what about that other email address that you had? I have now had to change my email because some jerk had hacked into my account and changed my password on me. So, if you get an email from cancubadam@gmail.com, delete it immediately as it's not from me, it's from a hacker. By the way, if you want to sponsor my show, email me with the details and I'm sure we could come to a reasonable outcome that benefits us both. Thank you for listening. This is Ken Cub Adam signing out. And on today's show, it's going to be unplugged, unscripted, unrehearsed, etc., etc., etc. Well, as you know, my name is Ken Cub, and I am a 29-year-old gay leather cub who has an awesome, loving husband who puts up with all of my shit. Welcome to today's show. Anyways, first of all, I wanted to send a shout-out to Shannon, Frank's niece, who is a loyal listener of my show, and to another loyal listener, Viet John Tran, who recently actually sent me some user feedback, and it was well appreciated. Thank you. Another one goes out to Wanda Wisdom, a good dear friend of mine. And if you don't already know, you can check out her show at www.wandawisdom.com or check out her alter ego, Bradley Trainer, host of Big Gay News, at lavendermagazine.com. Anyways, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today, so I'll just go with anything that comes to mind. I've been off work for the last 4 days now. I wasn't feeling too well. I believe I had strep throat. tests haven't come back yet. And what else? I currently finished Phantasy Star Universe for my Xbox 360, which I'm kind of proud of, because it's not an easy game, especially the end. I'm currently online on Xbox 360 most of the time. And if you want to reach me on there, you can add me as a friend. And my Microsoft username is CanCubAdamFox, all one word. It's CanCubAdamFox. If you didn't already know, my email is CanCubAdamFox@gmail.com. Please don't use the old one, which was just CanCubAdam@gmail.com. It has been hacked, and Gmail representative is looking into it for me. What else? sorry, people, no script. It's not as easy as it looks. I am currently sitting in my living room, and my three cats, Hobie, Rami, and Leo, are currently sleeping, which is unusual for them at this time of day. I am currently using a PS2 Logitech USB microphone. You know, the kind that you get with Karaoke Revolution Party? Well, that's what I'm using for this podcast. I'm working off an HP Pavilion DV6000 and running Vista, unfortunately. It's a good program for looks, but it's not a good program for device drivers. What else? I'm situated on the third floor of what used to be a condo building. I currently have a almost Olympic-sized swimming pool in the basement with a hot tub and a sauna. I currently live roughly 6 blocks from Church Street, which is the neighborhood of Canada. And I don't know what else. Alright, how about something to do with Church Street? Okay, last week, me and my husband were walking down Church Street, and we discovered that Flatirons, or Flatirons, whichever people decide to call it, has moved. It's no longer on a little side street just off Church Street. It's now directly on Church Street in an underground store. Shocked the hell out of people. It's like, I go there 4 or 5 months ago to pick up whatever, knickknacks or something, anything gay pride, go to that store. And here we were on Church Street, and we go over there just to check it out and see if we could pick up any little, you know, gay pride stuff. And lo and behold, it's gone. It's like, oh my god, where did it go? So we walked up to 519, which is the gay community center, and checked out all their, you know, info packages, see what's going on in the community. And then we came back, and as we're walking down Church Street back towards our house, we turn to the left and we see, oh my god, there it is. They've moved. So we went in and we spoke to the owner or operator of the store, and yeah, they've moved to a new location, and they seem happy there, and they're right on Church Street, so they'll probably get a lot more business instead of being just off Church Street. What else? I have to get a picture of this before they change the display. Pre-op has just put up an awesome mannequin display. They have two almost butt-naked mannequins, and it's a space scene. There's two little aliens wrapped around each one of their legs. I've got to take a picture and put it on Facebook, because it's gorgeous. You just love it. Anyways, what else is there? I don't know. Anyways, I'll have more content later. I'm still feeling a bit ill, so that has been my podcast for today. Roughly 7 minutes, not too bad. Anyways, I believe I gave out my email earlier. My contact info is CanCubAdamFox@gmail.com. Don't send it to CanCubAdam@gmail.com. remember it's hacked. My Skype username is CanCubAdamFox, and so is my Google or Gizmo username. You can contact me on either one of those. I'm usually online during the day if I'm not at work, which I'll be going back to tomorrow, unfortunately. Anyways, that's it for today. This is CanCub Adam signing out.
Oh! It's a two-way street to Harmony Avenue. You got acceptance for me, I got acceptance for you.
Of ideas I put out, I'm ready, almost set and raring to go. I'm Jacob Adam of Planet Kink of Podcast Show. I'm saying and shouting and shooting the shit, talking to some people on issues, but that's not all there is. I'm over and under and ready to shout. Get ready for an evil of ideas I put out. I'm ready, almost set and raring to go. I'm Kink of Adam of Planet Kink of Podcast Show. I'm a gay leather bed cub, and just so you know, I'm married to a man from here in Toronto. I'm over and under and ready to shout. Get ready for an earful of ideas I put out. I'm ready, almost set and raring to go. I'm Kink of Adam of Planet Kink of Podcast Show. Not much more to say, so we're good to go. Get ready, all set, now on with the show!
Dear listeners, I'm a 29-year-old gay leather cub who has a loving husband who puts up with all my shit. I'm currently recording from the 44th floor of a posh condo mere footsteps away from the illustrious Church Street, the heart of the biggest neighborhood in Canada. On today's show, I will be talking about subcultures in the gay community. Well, first off, there's the leather community. These people enjoy wearing leather, the way it smells and feels. Some even enjoy wearing it while they have sex. Something sexy. Then there's a subculture from the leather community called the S&M community, and they are into weird fetishes. I won't go into detail about the S&M community because I'm kind of scared of it. Anyways. They're into different types of torture and discipline as well. Sometimes they are confused with the leather community. Then there is the bear community. And along with the bears, there are cubs like me, and wolves, otters, and other chubby chasers and feeders. The bear community is an interesting one, and usually a masculine one. Bears are usually big, hairy men who feel comfortable in their own skin and are not afraid to go out and just be themselves. They are generally not over-exercised, and they are not the most current diet fad people. And they are usually jolly, level guys. Put it this way, if Santa Claus was gay, he would be a bear. Bears are generally over 30, and the main greeting to a bear is, woof. Cubs are younger variants of bears. They are usually under 30, less hairy, and a little bit overweight, or big boned as some people like to be called. They can follow the trends, but know they will soon be a bear, and therefore are comfortable in their own skin as well. Wolves are a thinner version of bear, and are usually just as furry. Otters are usually shaved bears, or hairless, and they find the shaved look to be in their favor. Chubby chasers, well, you get the picture. And then there's feeders. They're a sly bunch of chubby chasers, and they want their man to be big, round, and full. There have been extreme feeders who feed their bear in bed, in extreme cases during sex. beware of feeders. They want fat and they will make you eat anything and everything to keep you that way. Feeders go by the motto, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Anyways, enough about feeders and onto twinks and queens. Twinks are usually young and current with all the latest trends, or they can set their own trends as they see fit. They always look good and are often partiers and range in age from 15 to 27. Queens are usually the opposite of bears, and they take on the effeminate form and usually quite high up on themselves. They can be bitchy at times and downright mean at other times. They believe the world should bow to them and won't be satisfied until it does. Please note, not all queens have this temperament. Then there are drag queens and drag kings. They can be fabulous, humorous, entertaining, and often draw a crowd. They are men who dress up like women and women who dress up like men, complete with facial hair in most drag king cases. They perform skits, comedies, and entertain audiences, so they are fabulous and deserve to be mentioned. Well, that about wraps up my show for today. If you are in a gay subculture and I haven't mentioned you, please forgive me. I know there's a lot of different subcultures out there, and if I possibly offended anyone, that was not my intention. I can only talk about what I've seen and heard, and try and make an honest, non-biased opinion of each subculture. To get in contact with me, CanCub, you can email me at cancubadamfox@gmail.com, or you can Skype or Gizmo me at cancubadamfox, or leave me a voicemail when you add me as a friend on Facebook. My username is Adam Gordon Fox. That's ADAM space GORDON space FOX. That's all today. I have to thank you all for listening to my podcast show. I wish you all well and hope you may come to listen again someday. Lots of love to all my listeners. This is CanCub Adam signing out.